who found actually about
one of the crime, which is the Yahud. They always in the history, أهل جدال. They like to argue too much. They found the truth, but try to to conceal the truth. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their deeds, Allah forbid them to eat certain kind of food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Ala Surah Ala Imran, Surah number 3, again, Ayah number 93. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. All the good food was lawful to the children of Israel. كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. It was lawful to the children of Israel. Except what Israel, that's mean Yaqub عليه السلام, the food which has forbidding himself to eat it. So there is no any revelation came in the Torah to forbid a kind of food for the children of Israel in the Torah. But before the Torah, Yaqub came. Therefore, Allah said in Surah Ala Imran here, all the food was lawful for the children of Israel, except what Israel, Yaqub alayhi salam, has forbidden for himself to eat it. Because we found yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused harm for him, and he carried disease of sciatica. Sciatica, it's like bothering his back. When we used to walk, he suffered a lot from it. So he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah give me shifa, I forbid myself to eat the best food, I love it. What is the best food for Israel alayhi salam? The flesh of the cattle and the milk of the cattle. But himself, he did not order his children to stop eating this kind. But himself, because he gave a vow to Allah, if you give me shifa, I forbid myself to eat this kind of food. So Allah made it for them lawful. Therefore, the end of the ayah of 93 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask them, ya Muhammad, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring the Torah. If you are truthful, give me the Torah to show me that Allah forbid you this kind of food. But they became extremists. Extremists to forbid themselves for such the same thing like Muslim today. They make it difficult for themselves. They follow something actually is not from the Islam. And as I told you in this masjid before, when I was to renew my wudu, one day, and somebody, some brother, they saw me while I make ablution over my socks. Group of the Muslim actually today in this masjid, they said, the salah for the sheikh is denied, is not accepted. They make my salah is denied. Why? Because they saw me, I make ablution, masah, over the socks. And they grouped themselves for a couple of months. 5-6 people, they pray by themselves, they believe my salah is denied because I have to take the socks out. And I proved it for you before, that is the action of the Prophet and the Sahaba. 9 Sahaba prove it, and exactly in the Sunnah, among them, Umar ibn Khattab, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abdullah ibn Umar, Ka'b ibn Malik, Anas ibn Malik, all these great Sahaba, they used to make ablution over the socks. There is no difference between the socks, heavy socks, and the leather. Who told you actually there is the difference between the socks? It's come by, they make like a comment, by common sense. Leather is different, yes. If you tell them, yes, we make masah and ablution over the leather, but not the socks. Who told you? In what definition? In what book? That is actually what? We have our job. We seek in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a reward all the time. I don't care. I always facing a lot of trouble in all the community, not in Masjid Manhattan. Because if you count my time, it's outside more than him. Because here is 20 minutes and I give a class sometime. When I give the class in the other masajid, I stay 1 hour, 1.5 hour. So I have time to explain to the people. Sometime actually see the number here. I understand everybody come back to work. But if you come one day to masjid al-Taqwa, for example, I have a couple hundred people in the front of me. They came from the five boroughs. But here actually nobody care about the ilm. They need to pray and they get out of here. But the ilm is very important. Therefore, the same thing children of Israel, they did. They were against their messengers. They disobeying them, subhanallah. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, Allah asked him, قُلْ سَيَّ مُحَمَّدْ قُلْ سَيَّ مُحَمَّدْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ Give me the Torah to show me the forbidden food which you're forbidding against yourself. That's only for the action of Israel, Ya'qub. He made it against himself. But the Torah never told them that there is a certain food is haram for them. And because of that difficult, Allah made certain food to be exactly to certain food, as we're gonna see in ayah number 1. You have it here. Exactly, we're gonna found why Allah punished them. Because they came one day and they said, look, listen for this. Listen for the philosophy. Allah, He created the heaven and earth in 6 days. Allah, He created the heaven and earth in 6 days. Yes, we know that. Then in the day number 7, He became tired. Allah, He slept. Allah, He slept. In the day, which day is Sabbath? Saturday. He slept. And Allah commanded all the nation before us that is a major day to celebrate and to pray Friday. Christian refuse it and they make it Sunday. The Jew, the Allah commanded them to pray on Friday, they refused and they make it Saturday. They make it Saturday. Why? We ask them why Saturday? Because Allah, He got tired and He slept. After He created the heaven and earth in 6 days, day number 7, exactly. But Allah answered them in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ Indeed, we have created the heaven and earth in 6 days and nothing, no fatigues, nothing touched us, nothing affecting us. Allah said in the Quran, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ Ayat al-Kursi. You know the sinah? You know what sinah is, brother? Do you know what sinah is? Sometime actually when you read a book or something for a second, your brain is slipped and you find yourself actually became heavy, hop, and you wake up right away. That's called sinna. If Allah, something causing him like this, you find the heaven and earth, it collapses and everybody will be finished. Sinna, less than a second. Wala nawm, he never sleep. So how come, who created, how many millions of children born every day? So if he sleeps Saturday, how are we going to deal about this million of children? How many millions of Muslim exactly people all over the world die every day? Who take care about them Saturday? How many millions people die in Saturday? But that's what they created. That's what they fabricated. Allah never told them in the Torah that we believe the Torah. We believe the Injil. The gospel of Isa alayhi salam, the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, the Quran came to complete all the religion. So they argue in this area. I'm going to tell you this because we need to study the history of the children of Israel. Why they don't want to leave the Palestine? They have no inch in Palestine. And they arguing. And they arguing and arguing and arguing. Look at the man. The one who invited him. When the brother asked him, you support? Yes, I support Israel 100%. طيب, we ask him a question. According to your faith, your belief, who killed them? We don't believe he has been killed. Isa alayhi salam. We don't believe. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ They never killed him. They never crucified. But somebody was like, looks like him. We ask this Italian. He's from Italy. Rome is the headquarters of the Catholics. Right? Billions of people, millions of people, they follow them. طيب. According to your belief, you believe who killed the Messiah. They know that the Jews, they said, we are the one who killed Isa. And of course, according to our belief, we don't believe that he has been crucified or has been killed. Say Allah, Allah, أَبَّرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah exactly erased him up to the heaven for a certain time, and he will come down again in the end of this life. So they like to argue too much. So therefore, they came to Prophet ﷺ. Why you eat the flesh of the camels? Why you drink the milk of the camel? Ibrahim and Yaqub, they forbid themselves from the flesh of the camel, to eat the she camel or the camel, and to drink the milk. Why, ya Muhammad, you do that? He said, they never, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, my grandfather, Yaqub alayhi salam, they actually, subhanallah, they never forbid themselves, forbid the others to eat and drink this kind of milk. They never. It's only the action of Israel. My father, if he establish a law, I cannot follow him if it's wrong. I cannot follow him. Islam is clear for all the prophet and messenger. So, he told them, no, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam never forbid the flesh of the camel and the milk of the camel. It's only the action of Israel, and Allah never say in the Torah that this is haram, but they make it haram. As a Muslim also, they did a lot of stuff is haram. One of the brothers, he told me, how come you tell the people you are lawful to marry from Christian and Jew? I said, not me. Allah said that in Surah Al-Ma'idah. But they need me actually to say, astaghfirullah, haram to marry them. No, we marry from them with a condition. If they are chaste woman, known that she's honored, she has no boyfriend, she has no actually misbehavior or bad behavior. So we marry this kind of woman to encourage them for the Islam, for inshallah ta'ala. So they did that with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. A group of Yahud, they came to the Prophet ﷺ in Medina. قالوا يا محمد أأنت نبي الله, you are the Prophet? He said, yes. He said, we're going to ask you a questions. If you answer us, we will believe and follow you. You follow your religion. If you fail to answer us, we will deny and we will establish it to encourage the people not to follow you. قال سألوا. Go ahead and ask me. قالوا, number one, we have four questions. Number one, ما الطعام الذي كان يحب داود ثم حرمه يعقوب ثم حرمه على نفسه؟ What kind of food and what kind of drink داود, يعقوب, Jacob used to love it and he forbidding for himself? And what kind of disease? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أشهدكم بالتوراة. I ask you that by the Torah which has been revealed to Musa alayhi salam. If I answer, you're going to follow me? Of course, we're going to follow you. قال أما الطعام الذي كان يحبه يعقوب وحرمه على نفسه, the food which يعقوب used to love it and he forbidding himself, it was the flesh of the camel. And the drink which Yaqub alayhi salam used to drink it and he loved it too much and he forbidding for himself is the milk of the she camels. And the reason actually he has that because he was sick for such a kind of pain in his back. And he asked Allah, if you cure me or you give me recovery, Ya Allah, I will forbid the most beloved food. But he did not ask his children to forbid it, to forbid this kind of food and this drink. I ask you by the name of Allah, did I say the truth? They told him, Sadaqt. Sadaqt, it's mean what? He said the truth. Second question. قالوا وما هو ماء الرجل صفات ماء الرجل وصفات ماء المرأة وأيما على كان الولد أو المولود له والشبيه له. Describe for us about the water of the man and the water of the woman. And if any one of them became higher than the others, that child will be belonging to the person. قال أما عن ماء الذكر. I'm going to ask exactly to answer you about the water of the man, you know, the sperm. ماء غليظ أبيض, heavy, sticky, exactly a white, heavy and sticky. If you, anyone, all of us, we are adult, we know actually when you have a sperm, it's heavy and white. Is that right or not? And it's sticky. وأما عن ماء المرأة, also the woman, she when she comes and she meet her husband, she have a water too. She also, always, she comes also. He said, exactly, is a light water, yellow light water. And if any one of this water became first, so that child will belong to the one who came first. That mean actually you meet your wife, and then after that you come the first. Exactly, subhanallah, this is a formula by Allah. How he knows? He did not study in Harvard. He did not study in Columbia University. Subhanallah, graduated by Allah. Exactly, if any one of this water became first or higher than the other, that child will belong to the person who come first. That means if the man meet his wife and he comes out first, the boy will be, exactly, will be boy, a male. It belongs to his father. And if the woman comes first, and the, exactly that child will be girl, baby girl, and belong to her mother, is exactly his kind. Subhanallah, who will touch him? قال أشهدكم بالتوراة التي أنزلها الله على موسى. I ask you and be witness by the Torah which Allah revealed to Musa عليه السلام. أصدقت أم لا؟ قالوا صدقت. You say the truth. طيب. Number three. The question number three. They ask him about actually ما هو النبي, من هو النبي الأمي الذي لا تنام عينه. Because it's described actually in the Torah. In the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe it in the Torah, right? About. In the Torah. About the Prophet. النبي الأمي الذي هو مكتوب عنده في عندهم في التوراة. The نبي الأمي. أمي, it's mean illiterate. The illiterate man doesn't know how he read, doesn't know how he writes, which have been written in the Torah and in Injil too. الا I am the messenger of Allah. نبي تنام عينه. When you look at him, to the illiterate prophet, his eyes is sleeping but his heart never is sleeping. Prophet ﷺ, when he used to exactly sleep, only you see his eyes is closed. But his heart said, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, for 24 hours. 24 hours. I ask you by the name of Allah and the Torah which has been revealed to Musa. I say the truth? Yes, yes, it's true. It describes it for us, actually. But the problem is, they don't believe him. Because they believe it's written for him, he can come from children of Israel. But when he came from the Arab, they rejected him. But they know all the descriptions about him in the Torah and match with the Prophet ﷺ 100%. Number four. قال ومن هو وليك من الملائكة. Who's your wali from the angels? Wali, the helper, the one who revealed for you the revelations. قال جبريل. I said, no, it will stop. We're never going to believe you. That is actually the angel of war. He used to send a lot of ayat, exactly an ayat also in the Torah about the war. We don't love, we hate Jibril. Because why they hate Jibril? Because Jibril, he used to bring all the secrets in the Quran and the Torah and subhanAllah and the Injil. So I said, we're never going to believe you. So what do you need? Whom you want, whom you want to follow? Who's your wali? Said Mikael, because he has a soft, the angel of Qitr. You know, Mikael is the angel of rain. We need somebody with mercy. But Jibril, we hit him. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, من كان عدوا لجبريل لجبريل وميكال وإسرافيل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. الله سبحانه وتعالى send this ayah from سورة البقرة. من كان عدوا لجبريل فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Whoever take جبريل as an enemy, Allah will be the enemy for those who rejected him, because he is ambassadors for all the books. Jibril is the ambassador from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send all the revelation to all the people, exactly all the prophet and messenger. Therefore, they are ahlu dijidal. Therefore, the Quraysh, when they figured that, they came to Yahud. Can you tell us questions? We need to ask Muhammad about it and actually to examine him, he say the truth or not. He said, yes, we're going to tell you a question, go and ask him. If he answer it, that he's a Nabi. He's a prophet. If he doesn't answer it, don't ever follow him. He said, yes, yes, give us another Ibn al-Harith and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt and Nadr ibn al-Harith, both of them are mushrik from Quraysh. So the Yahud, they give them the question. Go and ask him about فتية آمنوا بربهم ولهم عجبا. فتية, young people, they believe in Allah and actually their story is amazing. Who is this فتية? Who is this youth? Who is this young man? قال أصحاب الكهف, the people of the cave. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it that their story is عجبا. عجبا is amazing. Right? Hi. So he answered them. قالوا ومن هو الرجل الذي طاف المشارق والمغرب. طاف المشارق والمغرب. Who is the man who traveled to the east and west and he cut the whole earth? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ذو القرنين. People confused about ذو القرنين. We ask a question. He's a Nabi. Or he's a righteous man. The ulama agreed upon that he was a righteous man, king, and he was very strong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him from every single mean. So he answered. And they know, did they believe? They rejected him. They rejected. And the Yahud, they answered the answer. They are told, if he answered the question, follow him. But they never follow him. But the problem, a little problem before I forget. You understand? So when they came, they both of them, Uqba ibn Mu'ayt and another ibn al-Harith, they come to ask them. He said he did not answer right away. He said, give me for tomorrow. The Prophet ﷺ answered both of the two mushrik, Uqba ibn Mu'ayt and another ibn al-Harith. I give you answer tomorrow. Subhanallah. But for a reason, the answer did not, he did not receive answer through the revelations, because in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Indeed, he is a wahy. He is a revelation to be revealed. He did not tell them, inshallah, tomorrow I will give the answer. Therefore, Allah sent the answer after 15 days, and every day they ask him, you lying to us, where is your answer? Where's your answer? So because he did not, Allah delay the answer, because he said, that's why Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Never, don't ever say, I will do that tomorrow or next morning, moment or next hour, unless you say what? Inshallah. I will meet you inshallah tonight. I will try to get it to you tomorrow. Inshallah, everything, because you never guarantee your life. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala training, and this is to show you that the Quran doesn't come from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't ever say, I will do anything, unless you say what? Inshallah. This is for our class today, and the time is over. It's 5 minutes before. Inshallah, we'll continue, inshallah, with the last hadith here to study this hadith to show you that the Prophet ﷺ connected with the heaven and also connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say actually something, people, and all this proved to the people in Mecca and to the Yahud, but they deny him in the end. It is zulm, it's oppressions, it's not right actually to reject it when you found the truth. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect all of us with him. Ya Allah, we are in the masjid now and we are surrounded by angels. We testify that we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We testify that we follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for every single word from the Quran, for every single word from the Sunnah. So Ya Allah, resurrect all of us with him. And Ya Allah, let us all of us to drink from his hand, from Al-Kawthar. Ya Allah, give us shifa, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ishfi mardana wa mardal muslimin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ishfina shifa'a la yughadir saqama. Waj'al khayra a'malina yawma liqa'ik. واجعل خير أعمالنا ومرقى أقبضنا إليك سالمين آمنين غير معذبين ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم علمنا بما علمت به كثير من خلقه. يا الله, exactly increase our degrees in knowledge, يا الله, and make it for your, إن شاء الله تعالى. يا الله, فأسك الله سبحانه وتعالى to bless our جماعة in the masjid, to bless all the Muslim, إن شاء الله تعالى. Remember, all these classes will be in our website, إن شاء الله, to review them again. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.
والله الحمد لله بالخير.